He said, you better learn how to be content and to be thankful. Learn how to be content. You didn't bring anything, and you're not taking anything out of this world. Well, I want to make sure that my sons and daughters have an inheritance. Our inheritance is the knowledge of our birthright and who our Abba is. You're not going to leave them anything else. That's their inheritance, to know the power of Yahweh, to know the reality of whom He is. What a great riches. What greater riches can you give them? You can't give them anything any greater. Bring them to the knowledge of the truth, that they understand the purpose of Yahweh. Nothing else. You could take that wisdom and the strength of that hope to the grave, and it will satisfy a man's heart. No car, no house, cattle upon a thousand hills are not going to satisfy his heart. A man labor all his life, all of his days for what? Nothing. Nothing. Yahweh intends for us to labor for him, to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling before him. That's what he wants. Let me move quickly. It says in Ezekiel chapter 16. The people, when we began to walk this way, when we began to play the role of a harlot, you can never be satisfied. You understand what a whore is? She is not faithful to anyone. A harlot. Ezekiel 16:28, as he says to Israel, we are the people of Yahweh. He says, you have played the whore also with the Assyrians because you were insatiable. You could not be satisfied. Yes. You have played the harlot with them and yet could not be content. You cannot be satisfied. A whore can never be satisfied. And when you walk it in spiritual whoredom, you can never be satisfied. When you walk in loose and fancy free in spiritual whoredom, you can never be content. When you're trying to play the religious card, you can never be content. And that's why many are not content today. We're not content because we want to be religious. You can't play the role of a whore. He said you cannot be satisfied. You have moreover multiplied, look at this, your fornication in the land of Canaan to the Chaldeans, and yet you are not satisfied. I don't care what the word draws you to. I don't care how you fornicate and how you sell yourself as a harlot and lay with every pleasure, you will still not be satisfied. I don't care what you try to gain, what you try to get, what you try to supply for your flesh, you will never be satisfied. Because a whore can never be satisfied. A harlot can never be satisfied. She will always fornicate. She's always looking for another pleasure. She's always looking for something, and it will never satisfy her. We look to Him for all things. We don't look for another. We don't look to someone else. We look to Yahweh. And when we are faithful to Him, we will be satisfied. When a husband is faithful to his wife, when a wife is faithful to her husband, he will satisfy her and she will satisfy him. The mindset of a whore can never be satisfied because her mind is always in a lustful fantasy realm. She will never be satisfied. I don't care what the man does. I don't care what the woman does. Why? Because when one is in the spirit of harlotry, you can never satisfy them. Even in the natural, even in the sensual pleasures, you can never. So a woman that has the spirit of a whore, she can never be satisfied. A man that is walking in whoredom, a wife can never satisfy him. And so if our commitment is not unto him, you will never be satisfied. You will murmur. My husband can't do this. He's that. He's this. My wife, this. She can't do that. She can't do that. That's what you will do. It's because of your own whoredom. And your own wickedness is your own sin, your own filth, whereby you can't be content. It's not where you are. It's your own filthiness. It's your own wickedness, your own sin. Well, I'm not satisfied. No, you're not. You would not be satisfied with $1 million. No, you would not. You wouldn't even know how to spend it. And that's the truth. You would consume it upon your own lust. And that is wrong. The vanity of riches. And Solomon was a very powerfully rich man, wasn't he? I want to show what he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. beginning at verse 9. I pray you receive a little wisdom and understanding tonight. He says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9. He says this, moreover, the increase of the earth is for all. What Yahweh does, but that's not the way it is it? Everything that the earth increased, he says, for all. The king himself is served by the field. What a powerful statement. He said, I'm a king, but I'm still served by the field. Got to eat. Got to live. My house is built from the substance of the field. Even the king himself is served by the field. So what can Mr. Bush eat that I can't eat? Beef? Because it was flown in from London? I can eat beef. What is he going to eat? Catfish? Don't want that. But what can he eat? Even the king himself is served by the field. The rich man is served by the field. What Yahweh said, I don't care who you are, you're still served by the very same element as the most powerfully rich man upon the face of the earth. Look at what he says in verse 10. He that loves silver shall always be satisfied with silver. He shall never be satisfied with silver. You shall never be satisfied with the career riches. You know, as I was listening one day recently, there was a time that one worked on a job, they could work 20, 30 years. And they knew that they had a permanent job. It's not that way today. 3-4 years and that's it. It is a transit type environment today. They don't want you because they don't want to pay you, first of all. And they certainly don't want you because of your health reason, your sickness and things like that. So a man that loves silver shall never be satisfied with silver. That will never satisfy your heart. Your own ambition will never satisfy you. It will never make you content. So man that loves silver shall not be silver, nor he that loves abundance and increase. This is also vanity. It's just empty. That's what it is. It's empty. It doesn't cause the heart to be content. And you think because you have silver or gold, you're going to be content. You're not going to be content. You can't be content poor. You can't be content without anything. You're not going to be content with millions. Not at all. He goes on to say, when goods increase, they are increased that eat them. When things increase, you that eat them, you are increased. And what good is there to the owner except the beholding of them with his eyes? If you have more than you can use, what good is it for you? If you got 5,000 pair of shoes, what can you do with them? Imelda Marco had 5,000 pair of shoes. What can she do with them? Some she never wore. So with all your increase, only thing you do is just look at it. Say, wow. But what good is it? It doesn't make the heart content. It doesn't satisfy the heart. Mr. Bill Gates, you think he can spend $52 billion? Another $1,000, what can he do but look at it? Tell me. You know what he said? He said, I will not leave my children anything. He said, I will give them an education. And maybe leave them a few million dollars. I will not leave them anything. He said, I will give away every dime. That's my purpose. Before I die, I will give away every nickel. He said, I think it's one of the worst things to do. A man that's a billionaire? To leave children that kind of wealth. He said, I will not leave them one nickel enough to take them on, but I will not leave them what I got. I'm going to spend it. I'm going to give it away. And give it all away. Him and his wife. That's what he said. I believe the man too. He says, so when one increased, what are you going to do with it? If you had 50 houses, what can you do? Can you live in them all? Or you just look at them? You have 500 cars, what are you going to do? So that is the analogy of this, what Shaul was saying, what Solomon was saying. He said, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. When a man labors and has his little castle, his labor is sweet, his sleep is sweet. Whether he eat little or much, it makes no difference. His sleep is still sweet. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. When a man is rich, he said he can't sleep. It will not suffer him to sleep. He cannot. His mind is taken away from Yahweh. He said he can't sleep. But a man, that righteous man with his little, if he eats a little, he is still, his rest is sweet. He has an abundant rest. Whether he eats much, he still is blessed. He said, I want you to know there's a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. It destroys them. And that is what the deceitfulness of riches does. It destroys you. It brings you down. Yahweh wants us to be content. He wants us to be satisfied. Our love for Him unfailing. Whether we have bread or we don't have bread. That's what He wants from us. He don't want us murmuring and complaining. He says, it's all evil, but those riches perish by evil use. That's what riches perish by evil use. All riches perish that way, by evil use. I use the analogy again. Can you imagine a young 18-year-old lad coming out of high school, and there's $250,000 placed in his hands? What does he do? What kind of fantasy mind? What kind of illusion and delusion he's walking under? That kind of money, what do? And everyone in the family thinks that he owes them something. I want this, I want that, I need this. And he says, if I do all that, I won't have enough. So I will flee from you all. So all riches, whatever they are, they perish by evil use. And he said to me, I have nothing today by evil use. It doesn't satisfy the heart. And he begat a son, and there is nothing in his hand. He won't have anything. Nothing at all. Our heritage and your heritage is the light and the torch of the truth of Yahweh. That you put that in your sons and daughters' hands. That's what the inheritance is. For there's a kingdom message that is greater than the riches of this world. He says in verse 15, as he comes forth from his mother's womb, naked shall he return, as he go as he comes, and shall take nothing. You're not going to take nothing for your labor, which he may carry away in his hand. You're not going to take one thing at all. You came out naked, and you're going to go back. You're not going to carry one corn. You're not going to carry one thing that your hands have tilled. You're not going to carry anything. And what Yahweh, as He speaks this truth to us, He wants us to understand, trust me, and be very content. Be content with food and raiment. Well, I want this. No, just have food and raiment. And learn how to be content. Well, I got to have this in my life. I want it to be successful. No, just have food and raiment. Be content. Now, you came out naked. You had nothing to offer. You didn't have one nickel, one slither of a piece of metal to offer anyone. He said, you're going that way again now. You're going back naked with nothing. You came with nothing, and you're going to leave with nothing. And that is a fact. No doubt about that. You're going to leave that way. And he says to us now, understanding that, be content. Be content with me. I'm sufficient for you. I'm more than enough. I will supply your need according to my riches. What is your riches? The earth? The cattle upon 1,000 hills? If I was hungry, what would you offer me to eat? So that's what he's saying to us. He wants us to understand that you came with nothing. You're going to leave naked. Whether you believe that or not. I tell you what. If you leave with something, then you can tell me from the other side what you took, all right? Now, that's the fact of that. You're not leaving with anything. Nothing at all. You came naked, and you're going to leave naked. So what he wants us to have, be content with him. He wants us to be satisfied with him. And you will know that you're getting to that place when your lips will not murmur the complaints and murmuring. You're always dissatisfied. You're always displeased. There's always a contention. You're always disgruntled. That's what it is. When one is disgruntled and displeased, they're not content. They're not satisfied with Yahweh. What? Well, if you're base, if you're poor, if you're suffering, you're hungry, your lot, you just bless Him. And you'll be very content with that. And that is what Yahweh wants. He doesn't want you murmuring. He doesn't want you complaining. He doesn't want you trying to figure things out. He already knows the course of our lives. He has charted everything. You don't have to figure it out. He's already laid it out. Just let the course run its course. And you give him thanks for all things. That's what we do. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that is what he wants from us. To give him thanks. to acknowledge Him and to bless Him. When a man does that, then he will have the riches of Yahweh. Look at this in Michelle, Proverbs 30. Or read this, Proverbs 30, verse 15. Proverbs 30, verse 15. Scripture says this. The horse leech has two daughters crying. And this is what they say, give me. Do you understand what a horse leech is? We have them out here. They're these big old flies that they leech onto the horse and they literally suck the blood and aggravates the horse. And that's what a horse leech does. That's what the sons and daughters do. They're leeches. They're horse leeches. They suck the strength. Their parents, they suck out the ability to love, to have emotions, to have natural affections. That's what they do. And that's what this consists of. He said the horse leech has two daughters. Now, no fly has a daughter, right? But he's using this as a metaphor for us to understand. Give. Give. That's what they say. There are three things that are never satisfied. Do you understand that? Three things that are never satisfied. I want to show you that. They're never content. Yes. Four things say not, it is enough. What are the things that are never satisfied? The grave. I want to show you something. The grave and the barren room and the soil that is not filled with water. And the fire which never says, it is enough. Now, I want you to understand this. You can never be satisfied in verse 17. The eye that mocked his Abba. When children mock their parents, their father. When they mock their avat. The eyes, when they speak to them, they contort their eyes and they do things that are wicked and vile. I don't care what they do in life. The lot that will never be satisfied. And that's a fact. I don't care what you think. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, your wicked son, or your devilish daughter. It makes no difference at all. They mock their avat. They mock them. It says, and despise. I don't care who the Jezebel is. I don't care what the knucklehead is. And that despise to obey their ima, their mother. When a child despises to obey their mother, they will never be satisfied. Do you hear that? I don't care what you say. You can try to make it work for them. You're not going to make it work. Because Yahweh's word said it's not going to work. They will never be content. I don't care if they own the moon, they will be content. And the child that despises, or no horse leech can despise the mama, because the fly is not a mama, all right? That despise to obey his mother, and the raven of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. When he's saying that, when the saved ones are taken away here, that's the metaphor. When the saved ones are taken away, they're going to be taken away, then the wicked are going to be left. And Yahweh is going to cause the ravens of the air to come and to consume them. So one that cannot, one that despise, or one that mock their father, and they mock them with their reproach, the torting, the twisting of their body, the way they look, they will never be satisfied. One that will not obey their mothers, they will never be satisfied. I don't care what the Jezebel, I don't care what your rebellious son, I don't care who they are, they will never be satisfied. Never. They're going to die in their wickedness. And that's the truth. You can't save them either. You're not going to save them. Period. You always say they cannot not be satisfied. He said, I'm going to allow even the ravens and the eagles to consume them. Yahshua says this in Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and find none. Then he says, I will return to my house. And I'm watching this in this hour. Those that have gone back to the way of the dog and the swine. Just like a dog returning to his vomit and the swine to his wallow, many have gone that way. It says, I will go back where I came out. And when he comes, he finds it what? Empty. Yahweh said, I'm going to make you empty because of your wickedness. He finds it what? Empty. Swept and garnished. No honor of Yahweh there. No, he knows nothing there at all. He finds it that way. And he goes and it takes seven unclean, vile spirits worse than him. This is an empty generation because it is not content. Yahweh doesn't want us to be empty. He wants us to be satisfied with him. He wants our hearts to be thoroughly pleased with what he does. Life, death, you're still satisfied. Whatever comes our way, we still bless Him and we acknowledge that it is of Yahweh. Santor is turning their hearts away from Yahweh. Let them go. You learn how to be content. You learn how to be content. And once you learn how to be content, you will bless Him and you will thank Him. The reason you can't do it is because you're not content. When one is not content, they cannot bless Yahweh. They cannot rejoice. But one is content, their heart is thoroughly satisfied. It has a great pleasure. It knows that Yahweh is the one that is working all things for your comfort. And Yahweh wants His people to be content. He wants contentment. With that righteous nature, with contentment, there's a great gain. And you shall gain much. You shall have plenty. Your heart shall be thoroughly satisfied. There shall be a great delight in the truth of Yahweh. And you will take great pleasure in Yahweh. He wants His people to be content. He doesn't want us to go the saying after the seductive things of this world. The luring things. He wants to have food, clothes on your back, and be content. Rejoice. He wants us to be happy. Be content. Be satisfied with Me. Bless Me. Because you know that I've put food on your table. The king, does he eat from the field? Does he eat from the field? He eats from the field, doesn't he? The king, the poor man, they both eat from the field. Do they all die? There's no more remembrance in the death of a king than it is in the death of a poor man. None whatsoever. And the dignitaries, what they call dignitaries, many of them died last year, didn't they? You can't even recall the ones that died. No more remembrance. Why? Because every man is going to see that. Death. May Yahweh help. May He strengthen you tonight. Be content with Him. And let Him bless your heart. I do want to read this. Let me read this testimony of this young brother that wrote me, Brother Noel. I want to read this to you all, alright? Just listen to this. He wrote me the other day. He says, Pastor Roberts, thank you for accepting me as your friend in the faith of Yahweh. Listen to this, young ones. I want all y'all to hear this. He's a 16-year-old lad. He said, I tell you, Pastor Roberts, it's really hard to be alone. When I first moved here in England a couple years ago, I totally forgot about Yahweh. And all I could think of was making friends, partying, and all those things that displeases Yahweh. And then one day I decided to go back to Yahweh, observing the Shabbat, praying, reading the scripture. And as I read the scripture, I somehow realized that the things that I got attached to is wrong. And it is hard for me to detach myself from it because, listen to this now, he says, of my corrupt heart. How many of you always say your heart is corrupt? 16-year-old boy now. He says, hard for me to turn it loose because my heart is corrupt. He said, I often feel like I'm like Lot's wife, who was attached to all the satanic pleasures that Sodom and Gomorrah had to offer, that she found it hard to leave it, and even not to look at it was difficult for her. It was just in her eyes, what he said. She just couldn't even turn away from it. And so it destroyed her. Pastor Roberts, I have to tell you the truth. There was even a time where I have accepted to myself that I am not going to be able to enter into the kingdom. For I find it hard to walk, and you always will. But now, I know that I was wrong, and I am exceedingly sorrowful for thinking that way. All I want to do now is to serve Yahweh. And I'm willing to leave the world behind for Yahweh. And I thank you, Pastor Roberts, for helping me. I thank you for helping me out in many ways. Yahweh bless you. That's all right, young man.
He takes a young man like that, touches his heart. Then his heart is corrupt. How many of your young daughters and sons would say their heart is corrupt? They won't even say that in all their wicked ways. Yet Yahweh touches a young man. I can tell you one thing, he's a very bright young man. You understand? He did not just go to England because he had money to go. He's an exchange student. I know that. He's bright. You can tell. He is bright. Even in his English, it's good. You can tell. I know that for a fact. And so what they do, they rip children like that away from their parents and send them to countries like that to educate them. I did write him concerning that. And that's what they do. Look at a 15-year-old boy by himself without his father and his mother. Put him in a strange house with unsaved people. Heathens. For the deceitfulness of riches. Choke out the love of Yahweh out of the young man's heart. And yet he puts him on the website and he finds the voice of victory. That's all right. And he can live victoriously. Hope Yahweh just changed his heart to get him out of England. For sure, send him back to the Philippines. That's for sure. They're wicked in England. Corrupt in London. Just like in America. Sons and daughters that have corrupted themselves. It just doesn't happen overnight. Just a little bit at a time. They just don't go out there and just, I'm gonna, no, just a little bit. Just a little, like this young man right here. Man. Come on, I know what it's like there in England. I can imagine what he was doing over there. Man. Trying to make friends. Trying to fit in the social circle. And that's what they're doing. Soul almost lost. That's what it is. Young man down there in Florida, all that money. Mama doesn't talk with him now. Daddy mad at him. Sisters and brothers. Why? Because he didn't buy her a Lexus and didn't buy her a nice car. That's how they are. Huh? That's how they are. And you don't love. I said, young man, your life is no different than no one else's. You see, everyone can testify the same thing. So what difference? You just went one route, someone with another, but same thing. It produces the same thing. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Sure did. But Yahweh, bless you, be encouraged, saints. I am. I'm content. I have food, I have raiment. Good food today, and I'm happy. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Bless you that listen by the live stream. We bless you all tonight and greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh. We pray that the word was a blessing to you. In all things we bless you tonight, Abba. We pray that you touch us all and give us strength to go to people. Bless us all, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name that we may continue in this walk. Help us all and give us all strength. Let your word be a strength to our heart in Yahshua's mighty name. And all the saints said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Bless you all.